During World War II in East Asia, the Imperial Japanese Army contrived one of the worst euphemisms ever used to mask criminal acts, namely, comfort women, yanfu, to refer to the women and girls abducted in occupied countries and sent to the front lines to serve as prostitutes for Japanese officers and soldiers. This phrase will probably haunt Japan until the end of time. A comparable term invented by the United States military is collateral damage, meaning its killing of civilians and the destruction of private property while allegedly pursuing one or another of its unilaterally declared acts of liberation. Broadly defined, says a U.S. Air Force training manual, collateral damage is unintentional damage or incidental damage affecting facilities, equipment, or personnel occurring as a result of military actions directed against targeted enemy forces or facilities. Such damage can occur to friendly, neutral, and even enemy forces. This military euphemism has been substituted for plain-spoken words that might induce guilt in airmen when they bomb and strafe defenseless communities, or in soldiers when they kick down doors of private homes, rush in pointing assault rifles at women and children, and sometimes rob residents under cover of searching for enemies or contraband. The military also certainly hoped that its adoption of such a neutral, inoffensive expression for ones that might offend or suggest unpleasantness would strengthen the resolve of its soldiers and perhaps prevent them from being held accountable for war crimes. Collateral damage is nowhere recognized or even mentioned in humanitarian international law. In fact, intentional attacks of any sort on civilians are prohibited under Common Article 3, which applies to all four Geneva Conventions. The United States has signed and ratified the Geneva Conventions, although it never ratified two supplemental protocols of 1977 that spelled out the international rules of war in greater detail. Common Article 3 prohibits, at any time and in any place whatsoever, violence, including murder, mutilation, cruel treatment, torture, and outrages to human dignity against protected persons, that is, persons taking no active part in hostilities, such as civilians, the wounded, and prisoners of war. Such persons are, in all circumstances, entitled to respect for their honor and religion and must be protected against insults and public curiosity. No physical or moral coercion shall be exercised to obtain information from them or third parties. Reprisals against protected persons and their property are prohibited.